6, The Mystique of the Beach Lady. A consummate storyteller, the Beach Lady captivated visitors with a blend of history, humor, folklore, personal reflections, and current events. Occasionally, the tour might include her rendition of Salome's Dance of the Seven Veils. Marvin never held back in making her political views known and never failed to challenge others to stay vigilant in preserving the heritage of American Beach. Marvin dropped the R in her name because of her opposition to President Ronald Reagan's position on the environment. Renaming herself Marvin Oshun Betch to reflect her politics, free spirit, and philosophy of life. Oshun is an Orisha, deity of the Yoruba people, and is typically associated with water, purity, love, and sensuality. Oshun is generally depicted as the protector, savior, and nurturer of humanity. Magic of 5. Marvin would hold up her 5 long fingers, reciting facts. 1865, Abraham Lincoln Lewis was born, and the Emancipation Proclamation freed our enslaved people. 1935, the founding of American Beach and the birth of the Beach Lady. 1955, Rosa Parks refused to give up her seat on the bus, and she would say, "Baby, I graduated from Overland and off to Europe to sing opera." 1965, Voting Rights Act. 1975, the Beach Lady moves to American Beach. 2005, American Beach's 70th anniversary. Beach Lady's 70th birthday. September the 5th. 2005, Marvin Oshun Betch, the Beach Lady, transitioned into the spirit circle of life. Marvin would say, "Baby, you see the pattern now?" As the historian and guardian of American Beach, she spent her final years in the eye of the storm, ever vigilant of the encroaching political, social, and economic dangers that threaten the existence of American Beach.